Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the C-Mac YouTube page. We're here to talk about all our favorite things, pop culture, and all the special topics. And today is our first official podcast for our new YouTube channel. My name is Rich Morton. I am the director of the Center for Music and Creativity, as we affectionately call C-Mac. And we're here with our friends, and we're going to be discussing some cool stuff today. I'm going to pass it off to my partner in crime, Mark Lazow.
Thank you, Rich. And my goodness, what an amazing theme song that was. Who was that incredible band?
I think that was a song from the band The Them Scoundrels.
Ah, yes. I think I've heard of them. Very active on the Long Island scene.
Very active on the Long Island scene. We might have to have a special podcast about that, interviewing Richie Scoundrel, one of the founding members.
Well, we'll see if we can get a hold of that guy. He's in high demand. Thank you for that great introduction, Rich, the great theme song. My name is Mark. And yes, we are here with the rest of the fun pop royalty here. First off, let's introduce you to the panel. First, we have the queen of the podcast, our good friend, Miss Dawn. Dawn, I think you're still on mute.
Hi, how are y'all?
How's it going, Dawn? You want to tell anybody anything about yourself?
I'm a gold medalist and a gymnast.
Well, that's perfect. Maybe we can talk more about that in a later segment. Thank you very much, Dawn.
You're welcome, Mark.
And next up, we got our good encyclopedia, Big Mike. Mike, you want to introduce yourself? Sorry.
Yes, I'm Big Mike. I'm greatly superior and stuff, yes. Great to see you, Mark.
Great to see you as always, Mike. Thank you. Batting cleanup. Oh my goodness. Is that a video game controller? The last member of our panel, the elusive Eric.
Hello?
Oh my goodness. Eric, we can't see you. You want to tell us anything about yourself?
I'm here for this moment and the lesson.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Do you want to show your lovely face, Eric? There he is. Say hi again, Eric.
Hello.
Hello. All right. So let's get to know our panel a little bit more here. We are incredibly fortunate to be in the presence of a gold medalist here, our good friend Dawn. You want to tell us a little bit about your background in sports?
I'm a gymnast, and I love gymnastics, and I do gymnastics. But also, along with that, you know, comes injuries and stuff.
So let's hear about that. Have you ever gotten a bad injury in gymnastics?
Yes, yes. Yeah. When I was running down the runway, jumping on the ramp to go on the vault, I hurt my toe, and I bruised it with black and blue, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm at the Olympics. I was trying to claim my spot for the Olympics to go away with the Olympic team.
Oh, my goodness. So you weren't able to go?
I was able to go because I went home, and I iced it. That night, wow. I kept icing it, and I was like, I'm going, I have to go. And I went with my injury anyway, even though it was still hurting, and it was like, went away, and it was still hurting.
Well, good for you, Dawn. That's all. That's how you, that reminds me of Kerry Struggs and that fateful
yes,
move.
It reminds me of Kerry Struggs, yes.
And that is a true warrior spirit to continue to compete with an injury. So that's awesome, Dawn. Well, we definitely look forward to hearing about more of your gymnastics stories in the future. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Dawn, for that lovely discussion about
You're welcome, Rich.
Gymnastics here on Dawn's Gymnastics Corner.
Yes, hopefully a recurring segment, I hope.
Yeah, and next we have
Yay.
Big Mike, what are you talking about today?
The Mets and stuff.
The Mets and stuff.
Yes.
Well, what do you want to talk about the Mets? First of all, what month are we in?
January, right?
Yep, January, about to be February. The Super Bowl is coming up, so but whatever. Right. The Jets and Giants out, so we really don't care. But baseball is coming. Pitchers and catchers are reporting soon. Before you know it, it'll be spring training and then opening day. So what do you want to say about the Mets, Mike?
The Mets, from 1969 to 1986, they won the World Series a long time ago, Mark.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome, Mike. So hopefully, again.
Hey. Yes, that's me and Rich went there a lot. Yes, behind you. Yes.
So, yes. Mike, what was the big story for the Mets? Did they get a new player?
Yes, the Yankees player, right, Rich?
Juan Soto, big signing. And the most money ever given to a player ever. So millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. So hopefully he comes and he plays good. We need him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the talk of the town.
Wow.
Excellent.
As is Pete Alonso, the first baseman who we still don't know what's going on with, but maybe we'll hear about that by the next podcast.
You know, no, Rich, a lot of fans want him back and a lot of fans don't. It's a very polarizing topic.
Polar bear. Very good. Just for our audience, we have a pun master here.
Wow.
Master of the puns.
Master? Wow. We'll
call him Rapunzel, maybe.
Oh, actually, Rich, they call me Big Pun.
There you go.
Or Lil Pun. They've also called me the Punisher.
That's a keeper. That's a keeper. I like that.
And all right. And then and in line with Mike giving us that great baseball update, batting cleanup, our good friend Eric. I'm very happy, I'm sure, that we're done talking about the Mets. So what do you want to talk about, Eric?
Movies.
All right, the movies.
2025.
Right, the most anticipated movies in 2025. Fun Pop Fan Guys featuring Eric Linden. Which four movies? Your top four, right?
Disney's Snow White's coming soon. Zootopia 2 and the Family Tron movie.
I didn't know they were making a new Tron movie. I'm very excited about this.
It was Mortal Kombat movie.
And Mortal Kombat. Which of those four are you most excited to see?
All of them.
All of them. So Snow White's another live action remake, right, of the original animated one. So that one should be. I know you like a lot of these. You're like Mr. Disney, so you like all the big Disney movies, right?
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to that one, and Zootopia 2, right? Mortal Kombat 2, that should be.
And then they've been an attraction for after the Bug Life one.
Okay, so you're a big Disney World guy too, right? So the attractions, there's going to be a new attraction?
Thing. Yeah, they have the ones who want to be refresh update.
They're going to update the attraction. All right, that's awesome.
Attractions.
That's awesome. Not so we'll look out for. They're refreshing all the attractions.
And Rich, I understand there's some movies you're excited about as well.
I am. Here we go. Yeah, so Rich's. Wow. Rich is top three. I put three. I mean, I'm a big movie guy. I could probably say 25, but for today, a big comic book superhero. There's a lot of Marvel ones coming out this year, but the big one for me is Superman, the new Superman, James Gunn's Superman movie. So it's going to be a big reboot, and it looks really cool. Looks really good. It's going to be very comic booky. Even Crypto, the Superdog's in it, and it looks like it's going to be a really good one. I picked two other ones, Jurassic World. I know Mark's a big Jurassic Park fan as well.
Yeah.
There's a new one coming out, Rebirth, with a whole new cast, which is always cool to see those big dinosaurs on the big screen. And then for us Karate Kid and Cobra Kai fans, the new Karate Kid. And that's with it's a combination, I guess, of a crossover of the original Karate Kid with Ralph Macchio, and then they had the newer one that had Jackie Chan.
Yeah. So,
and they both team up to, I guess, to train a new student. So we'll have to look out for all these cool movies.
Excellent. Oh, I'm definitely very excited about that Jurassic Park movie. Although I have to say the track record is spotty on the quality of, I feel like they make a great movie, a horrible movie, and then the third one kind of redeems itself.
Yes. You know, though, Mark, you know, yes. John Williams, it played the music from Superman and stuff.
Oh, wow. Yes. Well, that's excellent, Mike, connecting those two. So John Williams, a famous composer. Yeah, what else has he done the music for, Mike?
It's like cut from music from Harry Potter, Home Alone, Indiana Jones, Star Wars. He's
legend.
A lot.
E.T. So many good ones.
And of course, the Boston Pops. Oh, Jaws. Yeah.
Good one, Eric. Very good.
All right. Well, now we got the warm up out of the way here. We're going to dive into our main topic of discussion for this week. And the main topic of discussion is self-advocacy.
Oh, yay.
Oh, yay.
Mike. Yay.
All right, we got enthusiasm here.
I love it. It's my favorite subject.
So, Don, maybe there might be people in the audience that haven't heard this term before, self-advocacy. Give us a brief definition just to get everybody on the same page here.
Self-advocacy is about people with disabilities to speak up for themselves and be voices for people that don't know how to maybe speak up or afraid to speak up. Or maybe they're embarrassed to speak up, or maybe they just can't talk at all. And, you know, so we have to speak up and use our voice and be everyone's voices.
That's
so
awesome.
So we can be heard and get what we want, you know, in these agencies.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Dawn.
You're welcome, Mark.
We're going to go around round robin here, because what I think will be very interesting to see is how self-advocacy is something that's different to everybody. So asking each one of us what it means to us, you're going to get different answers. So Eric, what do you think of when we say self-advocacy? What does that mean to you?
It's a hard question now.
Okay, no problem. Do you want to pass?
No, I need help at all.
Sure. What are some of the things that you do? Like, what did you do today before the podcast? What did you do today?
Oh, that's right. Be with my staff, Rich, my friend.
All right. So you were with your staff, Rich.
Rich Moon, yeah.
And so like, what did you guys do?
He took me to that place at the program. Wednesdays.
You went to take classes, right? You took classes. Yeah. You learned about Disney and acting and musicals, and you got to go and take this class.
Yeah.
So that's self-advocacy, Eric.
Yeah.
Right? So that's how
go to restaurants on Mondays.
Right. So community outings, classes, programs.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite thing that you do?
Drumming with Rich on Thursdays.
Drumming with Rich on Thursdays. That's incredible. Yes. Yeah.
And then after I do basketball after that.
Nice.
So you got a busy day, Eric. A busy day every day doing really, really cool stuff that you like, that you pick, that you want to do.
Yeah.
Right. And Rich, I think you really hit on a major point of self-advocacy that you're saying. So this gives Eric an opportunity to basically plan his own life. He's not
a Big Mike.
Big Mike?
Now, let's say he always goes to Missing Wheels.
Oh, that's yes. Mike. Yep, yep. Yeah, we'll definitely get to Big Mike for sure. But yeah, that's awesome, Eric. You have these different options and choices to be able to say, I want to take this class, or I want to play basketball, I want to go out to a restaurant, and you can do these things. That's self-advocacy. That's you planning your own life. That's awesome. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, as part of the self-direction program out of New York State, and he gets to get funding for all these things. And self-direction, self-advocacy kind of goes hand in hand. It's kind of something that was designed through the whole idea of self-advocacy, where you can do all these things and get all these services. And that's what they are. They're services. They get paid for through a budget that, so Eric doesn't have to pay out of pocket, right? Eric, when you go to his program, do you have to give him money to get in the door? No. So it's a beautiful thing.
Unless I do DJing on Tuesdays.
You do DJing too. You're so busy doing all this great stuff. Very nice.
And so just to expand on one of the things Eric talked about as far as drumming with Rich, that we are so incredibly fortunate here at CMAC to have Rich Morton, a music therapist, that doing these kind of music lessons with how many people do you work with, Rich, giving these lessons?
I work with some individuals. I actually go to a few houses where I work at their house to help music therapy, more helping, using music to help work on goals. And then I do more of a lessons or adaptive lessons. I go to different people's doing drum lessons or guitar or all around different music lessons. And then I have about 8 people that I go to, like sometimes once or twice a month, sometimes every week. I also go to some group homes where I do music with whole groups. And so I kind of keep busy with a lot doing all that's music therapy and music classes and lessons.
Wow.
And the students are certainly very poor. I'll get to you in one second there, Eric. I did see the hand up. Yeah. But students are incredibly lucky to be learning from what can only be called a Long Island music legend, Rich, having played in various venues across 4 different decades now, which is crazy to think about, right? You've played in the 90s, 2000s, the 10s, and now the 20s, and still going strong. So these students are getting it from the real deal. So thank you for what you do there, Rich, and for being so generous with your talents and your time. Eric, what was that hand up? Oh, I didn't have the headphones in.
Well, I just got to say thank you real quick. You flatter me, Mark, but thank you. I love what I do and get to use my passion to music to help people. But here, back to Eric.
Eric, I saw your hand up before.
Oh, yes. Besides those other stuff I said before, also go to WWE that time and go to Phoenix Fest and stuff like that.
WWE. So like you get to go to like events, like arena events.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, thank
and
you.
And go to Phoenix Fest to meet my superstars.
Nice. Mike, tell us a bit about what self-advocacy means to you.
It's like you talk about speak up, right, Mark? Like speak up and stuff.
Yeah, like speaking up for yourself. Absolutely, Mike. That's great.
Yes. So yes.
Tell me about some of the things that you do in your
Sometimes me and Rich are going to like community places like Ramon, Damon Busters, Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, different things. I mean, something else and stuff. Yeah.
So, okay. Now,
Mark, I'm sorry. Your mic cut out.
Sorry, thank you, Rich, for telling me. There's a mute button on the mic. I hit it by accident, right. So I got to keep my hand behind my back.
Yeah, yes.
Now, okay. Mike, the first few places you mentioned were like fun, like Round One and Dave and Buster's. But then the last thing you said, that was very different. That was Meals on Wheels.
Yes.
Now, that's a volunteer thing that you do, right?
Yeah.
That's incredible. So you give of your time to bring food to people that wouldn't otherwise be able to go out and get it for themselves. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Yes.
So how does that make you feel when you do that?
Like happy and grateful and stuff. Yes. Like happy and stuff. Yeah.
That's awesome, Mike. And when you say grateful, grateful for what?
Like helping out with the people and stuff.
You're just grateful to have the opportunity to help people?
Yeah.
And they're grateful for you, Mike. They're grateful for everything you do to help.
That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful, Mike. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And so, Dawn, Dawn has a very unique perspective here in the sense that Dawn lived most of her life in New York, which is a state that is known for having phenomenal, maybe the best in the country, providing services for individuals with developmental disabilities. But family circumstances made it so that Dawn had to move to South Carolina. What was it, 2 years ago?
Yes, Mark.
So about 2 years ago. And so now Dawn.
July 27th,
So Dawn went from a state with great services in New York to a state with not so great services in South Carolina. And so Dawn, tell us just a little bit about the comparison of what that's been like for you. Like, what did you get to do in New York that you are not able to do because the services aren't available to you in South Carolina?
Oh my gosh, that's hard. I have to say that living in New York was better for me because I'm a person with a developmental disability and I received self-direction. I was working, I had services, a case manager, care manager, come have staff. So I had all that back in New York and I was working there and I had a job earning an income and stuff. Now I'm down here and I don't have anything. I don't have no care manager, no staff, no services, no apartment, no self-direction. I don't have anything. And now it's hard for me down here because I'm not eligible for any services down here. It's awful. But I am working on going back to New York either in the spring or this summer.
That's awesome, Donald. Thank you for that. And it's really great that we have somebody with your unique perspective to be able to compare what it's like to have the services and then to not have the services. And while this is definitely a topic we could talk about for hours and hours, and I am sure we will bring it up again.
Yes, but don't get me wrong. South Carolina is a beautiful state to visit. Just not for a person with a developmental disability to live in.
Got it, Dawn. Thank you.
So
we are going to wrap up this episode, but I am sure that in the future, self-advocacy is a topic that will come up again and again. So just to say our farewells here. Eric, any farewell messages you want to give to our audience?
Yes. Subscribe, notifications, and stuff like that.
And like the video. And then if you want to leave a comment about self-advocacy or any of these stuff we talked about today, that's great. Your favorite movies coming up, what you think about self-advocacy, and how much you want to see videos of Dawn doing flips.
And gymnastics. And
of course.
Baseball, Mike Blakes.
And of course, the Mets.
Dawn, anything you want to say? Farewell to our audience.
Yes, have a great night, everyone.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Dawn.
You're welcome, Mark.
Big Mike.
Yes.
What do you got to say to our faithful millions and millions of people out in the audience?
It's have a nice weekend and stuff. It's like the baseball and stuff.
Excellent. Rich, any farewell messages?
Well, I just want to thank everyone out there. Once this video goes to the masses and everybody checking out our content. And once again, thank you to our panelists, our faithful podcasters who are working hard to learn about podcasting and now really working to launch a YouTube channel that we hope maybe takes off and our messages get out there. And I like to thank Mark, Mr. Mark over here, my once again my partner in crime, who's really helping to kind of like take this to the next level. We're really gonna, you know, do it.
Excellent. Yes, Rich. And I wish I could stay longer. Unfortunately, I have to run to catch a plane. I'm flying to New York to see my favorite band, Them Scoundrels.
Damn it. Come on, Mark.
Well, yeah, well, I actually do have to get ready because my band is playing and Mark will be coming tonight and taking a portal to get here.
That's
to
right.
See the Massapequa.
I don't think so.
I'm the guy who ties the scarves around the microphone stand. That's it's a very important job.
Like a little Steven Tyler.
Hey, Rich. How are your pizza day with Mark?
Oh, that'll be something to look forward to in the future.
Yes, and if you're in West Babylon, check out Gio's. Some of the best pizza I've ever had. Right, all right. Right. Well, thank you to everybody who tuned in. Always a privilege to be amongst such incredible people as the Fun Pop fan guys and gal. Thank you for tuning in. Like and subscribe. Adieu.
Bye, everybody.
And Mark, and please tell everyone, tell Andrew.